Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa Flag Substation and my Boss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, the factory workers, and everybody else that's out there working on the Third Watch, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks so very much for everything you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter at the Captain's America, and don't forget you can check us out by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us to start out hour number two is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a caller. We're going to go to the line right away. We got Mary in Tampa. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Captain and Matt.
What's up?
Well, I have a question regarding the conversation that you and Matt were involved in just a few minutes ago about Joe Biden and his brain. Evidently, it's a brain problem. I find it really bizarre that the Democrats have put him in this position and his family. And I'm kind of wondering, do you think it's possible that whoever he owes money to China to, that they have forced him to be in this position?
Uh-huh. Good question. All right. We'll answer that for you. Thank you, Mary. By the way, nothing like a little bribery, right, Kyle?
Well, sure. And I think overall, though, I think the Democrats, I think they see what's happening with Joe Biden. We've all known Joe Biden and, you know, as a public figure for many, many years, 47 years, basically, in one form or another. And so they understand what's going on with them, but I think that overall, too, they see him as that Trojan horse, that ability to field this candidate that can appear, quote-unquote, moderate, this kind of thing, get him through the primaries, and that happened. And so now that they can try to get into the White House, then they can finally get Kamala Harris, for example, to take over and think about radical administration. Even with Joe Biden staying as president for a long time, the administration will be incredibly radical.
Well, that is just not going to happen. Okay,
right. I agree.
Yeah, she's going to take over sooner rather than later. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, Kentucky. What's up?
Hi, it's Pat in Kentucky. How are you, Captain? How are you, Kyle? I have a couple of questions. I heard something on the news today about Iowa. I believe it was Iowa, or may have been Idaho. They said something about they were closing the voting because of the coronavirus. Do you think that's going to become common before we have a chance to vote.
All right. Is that your question, or do you have another one?
The other question I had was, have you heard anything else about if it's going to be mandatory for us to take those shots?
Okay. All right. We'll answer that. First of all, Kyle, I've not heard that they're closing polling places because of the coronavirus.
I have not heard that either, but we will certainly check on that and see if there's anything out there that is indicating that, especially if it was being done because of coronavirus. That could also be a major point of contention in terms of not, you know, disenfranchising voters who don't want to trust the mail in that sense.
And your second question about the vaccines, is it going to be mandatory? I don't think it'll be mandatory. There's never been a vaccine that's mandatory. It'll be advised.
It'll be advised. And I do think, just to take it a step further real quick, it could be that in some cases, people will say, well, you can come to our theme park, for example. I'm not going to say a specific one. I'm just saying, in general, as long as you've had the vaccine, that
right,
kind of thing.
Right. And
so,
and they can do that.
That's right. So it will become a point of societal pressure. If you want to come to school, if you want to attend college, you have to. I mean, right now, if you're a young person heading off to college, there are certain immunizations you have to get just to be able to do that. So
that's right.
They would roll in, I think, the coronavirus vaccine to that.
And the only where it's mandatory is if you're in the military and they tell you you're going to get a shot, guess what? You're going to get a shot.
A shot, exactly.
Right. Yep, because that's what it's all about. It's yes, sir, no excuse, sir, or yes, ma'am, no excuse, ma'am. If what they tell you to do, you do. So that's what it's going to be. But as far as civilians, I doubt it very seriously.
Right. Again, if only for the other sorts of pressure points that will come up for that. Yeah.
Now, very quickly, Michael Moore is once again warning the Democrats. He's been doing it for 2-3 months now, that the polls are not accurate, that they are behind, they're not ahead, and take away about half of what the vote is for Joe Biden. You might be a little bit more accurate with the polls.
Yeah, this is really big time because about 10 or so weeks ago, he issued a similar kind of warning about the enthusiasm gap.
Correct.
And, of course, the enthusiasm is what has been driving this. And
it's off the top.
Exactly. And for everything about Michael Moore, he is right about this one.
And by the way, I had somebody tell me they were at the Biden rally at the parking lot down there in the Florida Fairgrounds, and there were about 100 cars in the lot. Well, 100 cars in a lot, even if you had 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9, 10 people in it, doesn't even come close to what we had at the rally at Raymond James Stadium.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into green meadow whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Though in the times in which we're living, someone needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 when you get your windshield replaced. And tell them I sent you. I know, because they did it for me when I had a big old rock blast my windshield from a dump truck. Now, they handle the insurance claim, and they come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, and $100 back at the time of the service. Now in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and don't forget about that $100 that you get with the windshield. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go, those melodic terms. Okay, during the break, you were able to research what Pat was talking about in Kentucky, and tell us what you found.
Yeah, we really want to thank Pat for bringing this to our attention, and we were able to find a couple of things here during the break, as you said, Captain. This appears to be happening in Iowa, and we found a report from The Hill. Voters in Iowa are facing shuttered polling places due to COVID-19.
Not all of them,
but many have closed, according to this report. And the reasons are really twofold, because they've seen upticks in COVID-19 in those areas, and also they have a reduced number of volunteer poll workers to come into these polls.
And let's explain the uptick. Those are positive test results. Doesn't mean there's a bunch of people sick, dying, and in the hospital.
Right, exactly right. But evidently there could be a very big number of polling places, and this initial reporting coming out from NPR, Iowa Public Radio News, and the Center for Public Integrity, they find that hundreds of polling centers are having to be closed. They don't say if it's just in Iowa, though, but that, again, it's making people scramble in order to find their alternate polling place.
Yeah, and there are alternate places, and there will be other places that will be opened up, too, that will be in areas that have not been affected by the COVID-19. And again, this is not that people are sick and they're dying and they're in a hospital and all that. It's strictly because they've tested positive. So, once again, this is sensationalizing the news and not telling you exactly what's going on.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, Captain, I think we're going to look back many years from now. Historians will look back and say this was a politicized pandemic.
They already are.
Yeah.
They already are.
Yeah.
All right. Now, California, your great governor or emperor, should we call him Emperor Newsom? He now has some great rules for Thanksgiving, and that means what for you?
Well, basically, it's been reported this has to do with Thanksgiving and so forth. It all kind of got started, and Newsom is saying that he didn't really issue them, but they came from the state of California in terms of these guidelines for public or for private gatherings, basically. And then Rob Schneider, yes, the Rob Schneider, you remember him from Saturday Night Live and a lot of funny movies, he sort of, kicked a lot of this off, too, with a tweet to Emperor at Gavin Newsom on Twitter, where he talked about the limitations for Thanksgiving. So what's gone on is that California did issue some guidance for private gatherings, and it has to do with the following, that you wouldn't have more than three households mixing, your gathering wouldn't go on for more than 2 hours, people will always have their mask on, they can go inside to use the restroom as long as that's constantly sanitized, basically, and that also you would have your gatherings outside. So, of course, Californians, I think very intuitively, applied this to the upcoming holiday of Thanksgiving, even though it doesn't say that specifically. But come on. I think we can do a Joe Biden here, Captain, right? Come on, man.
Come on,
yeah.
Man.
I mean, sometimes Thanksgiving in California, at least in Southern California, the weather can be kind of cold or rainy.
Yeah.
Or we could have hot Santa Ana winds. It just depends.
Yeah. Now, Wisconsin, Kentucky, and Tennessee are, I guess they're playing it safe because of the possible problems that they've had there, are calling up the National Guard to be at their polling places to provide extra security or extra help as needed.
Well, exactly right. I think not only for that, but we've got some areas and places even here, I think, in the L.A. area where they're hiring security and they're going to be boarding up, I think in Beverly Hills, I think they're supposed to be boarding stuff up in anticipation of the election.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines because I'm not sure, but I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Pat again. I just want to thank you. It was very informative about them closing the polls. I wasn't concerned so much with the virus. I was concerned with if they were going to start doing that in different, like all over the place. Before,
No, it depends on, and again, this is not, they're using the issues, the outbreak of COVID cases. It's a positive freaking test. Wake up, America.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I was just worried that they were going to start closing the polls before we even had a chance to vote.
All right. Thank you very much. No, people will have a chance to vote. Believe me, they're just going to go to an alternative location to be determined. Is that correct, Kyle?
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, and some of the people were saying they have to figure that out now. But, again, it's at least a little bit of lead time to be able to do that.
Yeah, and they've still got 3, 4, 5 days, whatever. All right, well, here's an interesting one. Rapper Lil Wayne now supports President Trump. I guess he's looking to make some extra money because I haven't heard a word about Lil Wayne for a while. Have you?
Well, I can't say that
he was running around with what, Snoop Dogg?
I think so, but he was. I mean, this is pretty pretty interesting because as Lil Wayne is. It's now supporting the president and supporting the president. If I recall, I think I recall seeing his quote, something, the president listens, that kind of thing, he's getting things done is what I think it was. And so that's very important. And again, it goes against the liberal narrative that somehow President Trump has been bad for the black community or, et cetera, et cetera. And so this is, every little bit helps, and I think it's an important thing.
Now, in lieu of what's been going on with federal forces going around, law enforcement people going around and exercising warrants for whatever reason, and people getting shot at and killed and this, that, and the other, and all that, all federal task forces right now nationwide, all of them, will be permitted and allowed by the Justice Department to use body cameras for executing warrants, according to Attorney General William Barr, to eliminate any problems so people can see when they go up to the door, somebody's going to shoot at them. They'll have it right on camera, live and in living color.
Well, sure, and this seems now to be standard operating equipment that you would need to have, simply because of the kinds of things that have been happening of late, and hopefully it would solve problems and maybe even quell violence faster, because you're still going to get reactions, I think, on the street. But if you could, release the video that, again, as you said, shows exactly what happened, that might help.
Now, President Trump is talking about his campaign's talking about the children that we've got that are detained, that were brought into this country, not with their families, but with coyotes, or they were like rented out to to people so that they could make it look like they had kids and get the benefits and collect money under the table and all that sort of stuff. And the Biden campaign is proposing a task force which would immediately reunite these children with their migrant families. Well, that they weren't their kids to begin with, who the hell are they going to reunite them with?
Well, that's right. And I heard one of the officials talking to this the other day. They actually do have pretty good idea of where a lot of these kids came from in terms of their families.
Yeah, Central America.
That's right. But their families, in many cases, according to the reports, don't want them to be returned. I mean, that sounds horrible, obviously, but the
They sold them. They actually sold their kids or rented them out, as the case may be. They got a little bit of money back, but the coyotes, the people that were doing that for the reasons they were doing, were the ones that made the money.
Well, right, but the American government has tried very, very hard in order to reunite these people with their families, these children with their families. So, again, it's very disingenuous at the very least for the Biden campaign or Joe Biden to stand there with the righteous indignation of what he did at the debate and all that when he's blustering about something that they're trying to solve and have tried to solve, but have run into these major, major roads.
By the way, it looks like as if the protesters and rioters in Paris have taken up from some of the people in the U.S. I just saw them going down the street, knocking over all the trash cans and dumpsters and setting fires, throwing like the cans together, getting them all together, opening up the garbage and then setting fires. So apparently they've learned that from the United States.
Well, they're locked down until December is what I've heard.
Yeah, and these are the young kids that were protesting. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. economy grew at its fastest pace ever. The gross domestic product for the third quarter, covering July, August, and September, expanded by 33.1% according to the Commerce Department. That comes after a 31.4% plunge in the second quarter. It was economic news that President Trump took with him to Florida as he campaigned in the battleground state.
They say, talk about your economic success. Talk about 33.1%, the greatest in history. Now, look, if I do, I mean, how many times can I say it? I'll say it five or six times during the speech. 33.1.
While Trump was in Tampa, his Democratic rival, Joe Biden, was on the other side of the state in South Florida. Biden also has a slight lead in the polls over Trump in the Sunshine State. The latest poll from Hill Harris gives the Democrat a 3% lead. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And as you know, we here at the Captain's America are ardently pro-life and support organizations that help women everywhere having real freedom of choice. Now, that includes making the choice not to end their pregnancy. And did you know that an average of over 2,300 women in the United States every day choose to abort their pregnancy? Now, that number may be shocking, but what's even more so about all of this is that the majority of those women are making that decision in order to make somebody else happy. Now, Heartbeat International is one of those organizations doing what they can to give women options, because since 1971, they've developed a network of pro-life pregnancy resource centers all across the U.S. and around the world. They provide call-in centers to counsel women having doubts about ending their pregnancy. They also go further to enable them to find other approaches to their life circumstances. Now, they are, in fact, saving lives, and you can give them support by going to SaveABabyNow.com. Consider making a donation, or if it's easier for you, you can give them a call at 800-999-7408. That's Heartbeat International, advancing life-affirming pregnancy help worldwide. Again, that website, SaveABabyNow.com, that's SaveABabyNow.com, or the telephone, 800-999-7408. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we need to mention that in the coronavirus vaccines and all the different things that are out there and medications, the Moderna got $1.1 billion to launch the experimental COVID-19 vaccine from the federal government. That's 100 million doses.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And so, again, you know, this is something the president's been talking about. And also I thought it was very interesting, Captain, because they can ask President Trump on the fly who's trying to make these things and how's it going, and he's always ready with an answer. He knows which companies are doing it. He knows the progress, all this kind of stuff. And so he's definitely on top of it. But hopefully one of these things is going to pan out very well for the American people.
Now, Mark Meadows, the chief of staff for the president, says that vaccines are expected to be deployed around the country within the next 60 days max.
Well, I sure hope so, and I think that most people are expecting that. But it's interesting too, Captain, because we keep hearing, "Oh no, the vaccine's not until middle of next year."
Little Dr. Fauci did it again. Yep, yesterday.
You know, it's always. You know, I don't know if he's just trying to tamp down expectations.
He's trying to be relevant because he's no longer the boss of applesauce.
Well, very true. Very true. But, and, you know, it kind of reminds me, too, because Joe Biden, back during the DNC convention, he stood right up there. It's like I want to call him No Miracle Joe, because he stood there and said, "No miracle is coming." And I thought, well, that's inspiring,
yeah,
to say the least. But because the people will look at the vaccine as basically having a miracle, which I think it really will be, and we're getting it in short order, and we have to, at the very least, maintain this expectation that this is going to get better sooner than later.
Now, changing gears, Philadelphia police found a van laden with explosives amid the riots and the looting that was going on. This, and it's a good thing they found this, because the explosives that were in there were used for two different things. Number one, to blow up these ATMs and get money out of them when they try to do that. And number two, they could be used for certainly anything pertaining to a riot.
Well, absolutely right. And I think that they had maybe a small amount of success blowing up the ATMs, but they blew up a lot of them. And that takes them out of service and everything for other people who want to just be able to go use the ATM. It's not funny, but this is becoming such a ridiculous thing to see these kinds of things happening as a result of these events. But no, I'm glad you're right, Captain. They found this van because obviously it could be very deadly.
Now, Rudy Giuliani came out yesterday during another interview and said that Twitter's Dorsey should be indicted for perjury because they caught him, I believe it was Ted Cruz, they caught him in an outright lie to the Senate, contradicting what he had said. And I mean, they got him dead to rights.
Yeah, I saw a lot of the back and forth there, and Senator Cruz did do a really good job, but just the meter and the attitude of Jack Dorsey, who I'm not very familiar with, but it just seemed like he was
he showed up with that funky looking beard.
Well, that, yeah, I mean, it's almost like he needs to have, with all due respect to the great Mike Myers, he needs to have like a Dr. Evil jacket on or
he's
something
eccentric.
Like that. Yeah, to say the least. And when he went into the sort of the minutia of what their terms of use policy is and this kind of thing in relation to the New York Post article, I thought was very bizarre.
Now, Sunday night football used to be something that I used to enjoy watching because you never knew who was going to play and this, that, and the other. And, of course, when the Bucks were, even when they weren't as good as they are right now, it was always fun to watch the hometown team and all that sort of stuff. But they are suffering right now because of their own making, I do believe. Their ratings are down 35% from last year, Sunday night football.
Well, right, and I think there's a couple of different things going on here, but you know, it is a weird year. It's been a weird season. It's there's nothing really the same.
Yeah.
But that being said, the injection completely of politics into sports has just been, it's like spraying Raid on it. You know, it just completely kills it. And people don't want to have politics in their and they're great pastime, and they're fun and all that. Can't we all come together for a little while and enjoy a ball game? Or does it have to be a ball game?
Well, we've got the Super Bowl coming. I believe it's the end of January or February, whenever, but the Super Bowl is coming to Tampa, and the NFL, the state of Florida, the city of Tampa has all agreed on the fact that they will only allow 20% of the 65,000 capacity, that's 13,000 people, will be allowed into the Super Bowl, which is a huge loss of revenue.
Well, that's right. In the hundreds of millions, I would think, in terms of all the ancillary benefits of people coming to the town and all of the different stuff associated with the Super Bowl. Right, it is, again, it's a reflection of the times right now, but we'll just have to see how it goes, unfortunately.
Now, we got some rather interesting news with Exxon yesterday in that they're cutting 1,900 U.S. jobs as the demand for oil has slowed.
Well, that's right. It's, I think, 9,000 at least domestically, but overall it's like 14,000 globally, I think. And it's about 15% of their workforce, we understand. So that's right. And so that's why, as the president has been talking about, not only at the debate but at these rallies, we can't close down the country.
Now, regular gasoline, I saw this week, I didn't buy it because I didn't need it, but I'll buy it on the weekend, was down to $1.84 at a couple of gas stations in my area.
Wow. Well, I saw it at $3.15, and I thought, wow, that's low.
And here's what's going on. Yes, there's a glut of oil. We can see that. Yes, the price of oil is down per barrel, and the futures are down. Yes, we can see all that. But the wholesale price of gasoline is now $1.05 per gallon without the taxes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And diesel is down to $1.09 without the taxes.
Right. Right, exactly. Well, of course, with the overall slowdown, and now what we see happening in Europe, these things are going to enter into it even more so now.
Well, one would think, but again, with the U.S. Demand for oil, and by the way, every time they've tried to jack the price up and they've raised the price at the pumps 20 cents, like they've done 20 cents here, 20 cents there, we're now down, even though they raised the price several times to as high as like $2.29, $2.39, we're now down to $1.84 per gallon in our area. There's a lot of gas between $1.90 and $1.99 still, but it makes you wonder when you got all these varying prices out there. I know they zoned the price, but how come the price can't stay kind of like the same in all areas?
Yeah, well, that's a very, very good question, indeed. But I do know this. I know that, you know, if the demand goes down because people aren't going to work or staying home.
Well, they're not even driving around Florida. The only people driving around Florida right now, for the most part, going anywhere are the tourists.
Right. Yep, exactly right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kyle Warren and I will be back with that, so don't go anywhere. We're going to let Kathy take us to the break, and when we come back, you'll hear what's going on weather-wise all around the country.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There she is, the belle of the ball, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. And by the way, they're just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Thank you for the job you guys and gals are doing to keep America free and safe. All right, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J coaches to you. Stop on in there. Tell them you were listening to me, the captain, talk about them on the radio. And guess what? You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And don't forget, if you join the Drivers Club, you get points for the diesel you buy or the gas you buy, also the food you buy, and the things you buy in the store. You get points, and you can use that for discounts, or you can use that for items, whatever the case may be. All right, let's get it cranked up, and we are going to crank it up with some thunder. boy. Thunderstruck, AC/DC. And by the way, they're back together again. They're going to be going out on a tour here. Don't know exactly where they're going, but I'm going to bring Kyle into this mix. Have you heard where they're going?
I have not yet, it really is going to be exciting, I think.
Yeah, they're bringing back their tour, their group, and they're going to get out there and just rock it hard, and that's all that we know at the moment. All righty, this portion of the program, Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the pilot and Flying J. Stop on by, find out what they're all about, and make sure you tell me Captain sent you, get that nice free hot cup of coffee, and join the Drivers Club, too. Okay, Kyle, well, let's read the weather statement, then I'll give it to you. Low pressure interacting with Zeta, which is going out to sea as we speak now, tropical depression, will bring widespread heavy rainfall, including areas of flooding and gusty winds from the Ohio Valley to the East Coast. Now, as a coastal storm is developing off the northeast coast on Friday for the weekend, another round of heavy rainfall is possible for the northern mid-Atlantic with wintry precipitation, snow, freezing rain and sleet over the interior higher elevation in New England. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. If you're traveling along I-80 tonight, and if you're heading west of Cheyenne, you're going to be coming into a high wind watch as you travel along I-80 as you approach Laramie and as you head up towards Elk Mountain. So be very careful there with your high-profile vehicle and any vehicle for that matter for high winds that you may be encountering there. Also, another high wind watch that has popped since last hour, Captain, is a high wind watch in the Cody, Wyoming area. This will be along Route 14, of course.
Yeah.
This is going to be east of Yellowstone National Park over in Cody, Wyoming, and so be careful there. And then also another wind advisory, this time in Montana, and this is going to be in the Livingston area just east of Bozeman as you come across I-90 as well. And that goes along with the high wind warning. It's wind, 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 Captain. High wind warning up in Great Falls, Montana, as you travel up I-15. And that heads all the way, that wind warning goes all the way up to the Canadian border. Then, of course, we have the air stagnation advisory in northern Idaho and northern Washington State down through central Washington. We have a frost advisory along Route 101 right along the California coastline near Eureka, California. You've got a frost advisory covering all the way down south of Fortuna there as you travel down the 101. Still have air quality alerts in central California, and we're not seeing a whole lot of other stuff popping on the map. Southwest still could have some high temperatures, though. Phoenix will check in on Friday at 86 degrees.
Wow, okay. Now, we do have some frost and freeze warnings up right now. Let me take a look real quick here. Over in the eastern part of Oklahoma into the northwestern corner of Arkansas along I-40 and I-44 up to Joplin, Missouri. Freeze and frost warnings down 35 to just north of the Metroplex in Dallas, too. Got some winds gusting in the mountains of Georgia and up I-95 tonight. That's the backlash of the storm going off to sea. As well as the mountains of North Carolina and Virginia. Now, we do have a freeze and a frost warning across portions of Indiana, southern Illinois, and central and north Kentucky right now. Also, a frost and a freeze warning behind the rain in the mountains of, that's the mountains of Virginia, mountains of Maryland, mountains of West Virginia off to the east. And as I said, we've got a winter storm advisory again, which has been posted now for the mountains up in the Berkshires and the Green Mountains of Vermont. And that is going to take place going up through the New England area tonight. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. Now we jump to the phone lines for Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
You missed a party yesterday.
Well, I was kind of there in spirit. I watched the whole thing, but the other thing is my son was there. And I think he, from what I can tell from where you were to where he was, you were probably within 5 feet of each other.
Really? So he was there with all the veterans somewhere, intermixed in front of us or something?
Well, he looked like he was just probably just behind you guys, from what I can tell.
All right, because we had a large group behind us, and we kept turning around because we had John Roberts directly behind us from Fox News.
Yeah, right. And it was. I had to ask my son when Trump was mentioning where the rain or the water was coming from.
Yeah. It was coming right over us.
and he didn't really explain it. And, of course, we out here didn't know. So I asked my son, I said, what was going on? He said, well, because it was so hot that they had the fire department spray the water.
Right.
Kind of missed everybody. The people were dropping like flies out there.
I know they were. We had three people right around us go down. None of our veterans, thank God.
But, and then afterwards, I was FaceTiming with my son, and he was sunburned with his. He took off his sunglasses.
Well,
and he could see where his sunglasses.
I have my brand new "Make America Great" hat on again that I got as a result of they gave us all hats when we went in there and stuff. You can wear a shirt or a hat. They gave me a hat, gave me a Veterans for Trump shirt too, which I got to wash because I spilled something on it. Figures, but I'm as red as the hat is. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And it was worth it. It was worth it. It was great yesterday at the Tampa Trump rally. It was a great event. And, boy, Melania was fantastic.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.